Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
There's only one thing we have to worry about. It's not worrying. And that's to do the thing that comes to hand. But even there, it's not us doing it. It's the Lord doing it through us. But think what it's like when we run into those kind of situations and we're carrying our own burden still. We've never let go. I'm carrying all the burdens that life dishes out. And now I'm running into this thing. I'm going to get my feelings involved, usually. I'm going to get upset with them, and I'm going to jump in, and now it's going to be a three-way argument. And that's going to solve everything, right? Because I'm right. That's human nature. And we all do it. And God longs to just so take us into another realm, a different relationship with Him, where the only thing that I'm concerned about is the activity, the thing of the moment. And even there, I am looking to God, and there's a rest. I can do the thing that I have to do, but there's a rest on the inside as I do it. How many of you have ever tasted that? The Lord allowed me to taste that, and it's real. I wish I could say it went on that way. It kind of, a little bit less every day over time. Next thing you know, I was back to where I had been. But yet, I had that experience that I know it was real. I was tasting just a little of that at the beginning of the week. I know in my heart this is what God wants for every single one of us. You have burdens that you carry, the responsibilities that are heaped upon you, the expectations. You carry the burdens of stuff that we said so many times that have happened to you in the past, and you're still there. And it's buried down there, and you think the way to deal with it is just to bury it deeper and pretend it's not there, and you just, life goes on. That doesn't ever work. God wants to heal every one of us down to the very depths of our being. And there's a place we can take those burdens. Isn't there? But do we do it? Not like we need to. Not like the Lord wants to. So when He says don't be anxious about anything, your anxieties and all of that, it's not just fears, but it is that. But it's every burden of life, everything that life throws at you that makes you feel like it's something I got to carry, I got to do, I got to feel, or I don't like what I feel, or I want this and I can't have it. It's everything about this life does that to us. There's nothing that just brings us into that place of utter peace on the inside. There's no peace, saith my God to the wicked. But there is peace that He offers right here. And the thing that struck me about this, I'll see if I can get to it here. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in every situation. See, this is meant to be a moment-by-moment thing. In every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. The one thing I don't recall ever noticing before, there's no guarantee that I haven't at this point in my life, but the one thing I don't recall noticing before is the word that they translate present is really, it's passive in the Greek. It's not an active, okay, God, I'm handing this off to you. I'm the actor here. Think about what the implications of that are. Do you think God is sitting there saying, oh no, one more burden? Oh my God, you know. Oh, here he comes. He's just trying to convince me to take all that stuff off of him. Why doesn't he straighten up and fly right? He got himself in, you know, all the stupid stuff that goes on in our heads that the devil plants there that makes us go on and carry the burdens ourselves or try to. But what in the world is the implication of that being passive? And the picture that I get from this is God saying there, give me your burdens. My hands are out. You don't have to convince me. I want to carry your burdens. I have all the strength that there is. I don't have any problem. I'll never run out of strength. I'll never run out of love for you. So what are we doing? Are we trying to convince him to take these burdens off of us? Or are we, the problem is we're hanging on to them. We're doing just like Dick Van Dyke did. We'll take them and then we'll walk away with them. Like, okay, I've got to do this. I've got to handle it. I believe with all my heart God can bring us to a place where it's just moment by moment we learn to let go. We learn to genuinely allow him to take the burden off, and we trust him that he knows what's going on. He knows how to handle it. And that he's faithful to tell us what to do if there's something we need to do. It's not that we're passive in that sense. But we've got to come to a place where we bring them, but we take our hands off, thank him, and allow him to actually take them. That's the sense that I'm getting from the way that is phrased in the Greek. I am allowing God to take the burden. That's the thing he wants. He longs to do it for you and you and you and you. He doesn't want you carrying the burdens you're carrying. And we all do it. That's how we learn to navigate this life naturally. Nothing could be more natural than feeling pressure. Again, why did Jesus say, come to me all who are weary and burdened? And there is a devil who will absolutely pile it on if we let him. And somehow, you know, what is it that, I'm just trying to think of some of the things that cause us to do this. Unbelief. Do we really believe that he loves us? I mean, does not the scripture say, casting all your care upon him? Why? Because he cares for you. Now, are you willing to take that personally and say, he cares for me now in this circumstance, no matter how I got here? I'll tell you, when it's our failure and we see shortcoming in ourselves, it gets us in a place that is difficult. It's hard to just come and say, Lord, this is the situation. I need your mercy. I need your help. Lord, I'm not going to cover it up or hide it. It's what it is. But Lord, you've promised that if I cast this burden upon you, you can lift it. You can carry it. You can help me to take the next step and the next step. And I don't have to worry about all the steps that are coming. I mean, isn't that how we live? We're dragging the past with us. We're anxious about what might happen in the future and all the stuff that people expect. My God, we need a place. It's not just that we go there and we do it and then we go on and do our stuff. Is this not meant to be a relationship? Don't be anxious about anything. Again, is that Greek present tense? And what does that convey to us? This is a continuous thing. This is a lifestyle. And I'll tell you, it takes a while. It takes learning. We don't just learn this because we heard it in seminar. We learn it when we've got to need it and we make choices. God wants us to have a different approach to life. You know, it'd be all this business of accepting the burdens that life puts on us. It's so natural that it's a total habit. We do it and don't even think about it. We just suppose that's how it is. This is how life works. And how do you break a habit? Nobody knows how to do that?
Stop doing it.
Well, you stop doing it, but yeah, you need to replace it with a different habit. Just stopping is leaves kind of a vacuum. We need a different habit, and what the Lord is giving us here is a different habit. That means we learn when we sense the burden trying to be put on us. We don't wait until we're about worn out. We bring it immediately and say, Lord, you have allowed this circumstance to come, but you told me to bring my burdens to you. What does the psalmist say? I think it's in Psalm 55. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and what? He will sustain you. Anybody here need sustaining? Yeah, every single one of us needs sustaining. There's nobody here that can say, I'm strong, be like me. Oh my God, we're weak and God knows it. But yet there he is with his arms outstretched. With his arms outstretched. And nails in them. Saying, look what I did for you to set you free. And there you are just carrying life's burdens as though I didn't even die. And it's all up to you. And there he is reaching out, saying, don't live that way. Don't live a life burdened down with anxiety. It's not up to you. It's not all on you. I never meant for you to carry these burdens. You're connected to me. Your burdens are my burdens. And I have all the strength in the universe. And I love you. And I'm willing to carry those burdens so that you can let them go and trust. You know, the scripture that we spent 3 Sundays talking about in Isaiah. I will keep him in perfect peace. I can remember the King James better than anything. Of course, we sing the chorus. That helps. I will keep him in perfect peace. Who's what? Mind is stayed on thee. That's where we don't do so good. We'll think about him, and then we'll go on and carry the burdens and struggle with them and strive with them. And then, oh yeah, I'm supposed to take it to the Lord. And then we walk away and carry it with us. That's kind of how we live. And it takes a conscious choice being made in the day-to-day life for us to remember these simple truths, these promises of God. That he longs for us to just in the moment, always when we feel that pressure upon our soul, it's not that we'll never feel it, we will. We'll experience real trauma, real challenges. Some of them are time consuming. Some of them take time. But even in that, God wants us to be able to say, Lord, I'm handing this off to you and I'm done trying to worry about it. I'm done trying to fix it. I'm done trying to do anything. I can't, Lord, but you can. And I am trusting in you. And I'm going to go on to the next thing and not carry that burden. As far as I'm concerned, it's in your hands. You're taking care of it. It's not easy, is it? And none of us does that very well. We've all got so much room to improve.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.